Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Last night, obviously, we had the Lions and Cowboys, and the Cowboys back down to earth now. So for Dallas, you would think that that's the nail in the coffin. We talked about this.
You think it's over?
Okay.
I do.
Lions finally looked like themselves. I have, you know, obviously, we have other stuff going on. If I were into it, I would have bet the Lions there, thinking what I expected to happen the weeks prior didn't happen. And then last night would have been that chance to say, Detroit's going to look like Detroit at some point, and they certainly did last night with a huge win over Dallas.
Yeah, I was into the game for most of it, and then started bouncing around a little bit. I sent you a text. I know you're into the Letterman interview thing on Netflix with the Sandler. Sandman. Did you see it yet?
I did not. You watched the whole thing?
It's really good. You are going to love it. As a Letterman, you know, nutball, and maybe Sandler's number one fan, I think it was really, really good.
Did I tell you one of the coolest things I've ever done? I used to live on top of the Letterman studio.
I knew that. Okay.
And
I did know that.
I went to his final show ever.
I knew that, too.
Yeah, okay.
Well, who was his guest, though? Do you remember? Final show.
He didn't have a specific guest. He had 10 people do the top 10 list.
Oh, okay.
And it's funny you asked that, because I was outside waiting online, and somebody from, like, 1010 Wins was out there, and they come up to me like, hey.
John Montone?
whoever it was. Who are you excited to see? Which guest are you excited to see? Or who do you hope? And I'm like, I don't care about the guest. I'm here for Dave. I love Dave. I mean, I like Jerry Seinfeld, too, but I can watch him other plays. I'm here to see Dave Letterman's final show. Anyway, so I can't wait to get into that. What I did start to watch, and I didn't get through the whole thing, the Diddy.
Oh, told you. So the first episode?
I saw half of the first episode.
It's good, isn't it?
It's
good.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, it really is. The way he was raised with his mom and the parties and his dad kind of want to be, maybe not even want to be, maybe a true like uptown gangster back in the day.
Even the
parties, crazy stuff.
The footage, though.
Yes.
That was shot 6 days before he got nabbed.
I know.
What is he doing with a film crew? And then you see him talking to his lawyers. Like,
that's how it starts. He's in a hotel room talking to his lawyer.
Yeah, we're losing. We're losing.
Yes. I don't know, man. I wouldn't have cameras on me at that point. It probably speaks. Well, whatever. That's his thing. Yeah. I was going to say it's.
Yeah,
it doesn't even matter. But it is. It really is good. And how about some of the footage when he was at Mount St. Michael's High School that I told you about? I mean, think about the way the party started and how he was in a couple of videos early on as a dancer. I mean, the hustle was undeniable.
How about Kim Porter? That was his first wife.
Yes, she was receptionist.
She was with somebody else. Yes. And he was walking in there hitting on
her. He wouldn't give up on her. Yeah. He kept going back to her.
I'm fascinated. I will dive into that this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tomorrow I got, Santa Land.
That's tomorrow you're doing Macy's?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless this
man. I'm already trying to tell Sammy, like, hey, we're going to see Santa tomorrow, but it's an hour and a half wait. Just so you know, be prepared. There's a long wait going, at least an hour and a half.
I was going to say, you hope it's an hour, because I told you mine. Mine was 4.5 hours. They've streamlined the process. Mine was about 5-6 years ago. Sammy's four. No, I think my son was a little bit younger, and Kins was probably 2. Dude, almost 5 hours. But I know they do it differently. But you can tell her, embrace her however you want.
Yeah.
She's a 4-year-old girl, a 4-year-old kid.
Yeah.
So she's going to have some rough moments.
I'm less worried about her, more worried about mommy.
yeah, I know. I was going to say, I know you don't drink this.
How am I going to corral my wife for 2 hours on that line?
I know you don't drink this way, and neither do I, but if there's ever a day to bring a flask, that's the day.
Yeah, I got already a pack of Surfsides in the bag, so that's kind of
weird. Really?
Yeah, wherever I go, Surfside comes with me. WBT. You know that. Yeah. Linda is calling from Forest Hills. What's up, Linda?
Hello.
Good morning, men. Just wanted to say best of luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Brandon, I found myself agreeing with a lot of your Met takes over these years. So, best of luck to you.
Even the bad ones, like Lindor giving up switch hitting.
Oh, you're the one, Linda.
With that.
guys, okay. David Stearns. If he couldn't find the drive to get aggressive after signing Juan Soto this past offseason, am I supposed to suddenly believe that he's going to be aggressive this time around?
Okay, but hold on. Okay. Now, hold on. Good question. What or who did you want him to sign last year that he did not? Let's be specific.
Definitely, I wasn't expecting Griffin Canning, and I wasn't expecting Frankie Moss.
Okay, so you wanted more pitchers. Got it. That's fair. I thought you meant position players. I got you on that. Yep.
Now, here's the thing with the position players. If Pete Bolt, which it's looking like he might, not that I'm averse to it, but Kyle Schwarber, if he's not going back to Philly, I think he's going back to Cincinnati. Bellinger, I think he's going back to the Yankees. Kyle Tucker, he's a great player, 30-30 guy. I don't see David Stearns giving him 10 years.
Me neither.
That being the case, with all the and as far as McClain goes, I don't see him as... I want him in a competitive Mets team to be the number three starter. So along with the pitching issues that the Mets have,
tell me
as a Mets fan, what exactly do I have to look forward to if this Pobo is not exactly willing to budge on what he thinks is our fair deal for these types of players?
Well, you got to let it play out. I mean, it's a fair point. I got you. That pointed analysis or concerns, those concerns, you got to save that for, you know, Valentine's Day, if nothing's really done of significance at that. But there will be stuff done. But I think for me, and I think good stuff, I think the Mets are going to have a better offseason than the Yankees, unfortunately for me and for Yankee fans. I really do.
When you say better, you just mean more
active, more better players brought in. Both. I do. I've said that for a while. Yeah.
Sad state of affairs. I mean, because both need to be making big moves here.
The difference is the Yankees really don't need to do maybe one extra arm to get them through April and early May with all the injuries. But, I mean, they got to figure out some things on the position side. But we're talking about the Mets now. The only thing that can't happen last year, and we focus so much on Pete and the other guys and Lindor, you know, you got to get paid, you know, he's center fielder. The New York Mets cannot allow even McClain, who's unbelievable, Tong, Sproat. The pressure must be removed from them next year. There is no way you can start a season where you are putting these young... McClain's a little different, I admit that. But you can't just thrust them into this pressure cooker with no veteran studs to protect them.
But even,
and that's not going to happen.
But even... Yeah, exactly.
I know it's not, but I'm just saying.
Even McClain, he can't go into next year being your number one.
I agree.
The other guys won't be in the rotation. Probably some will be traded, whatever.
You don't think one of them might be? I think Sproat might be.
I mean, Tong should be nowhere near the rotation at this point. He's got a lot of development to do.
He does.
I would bet at least one of them gets traded, and the other one probably starts in the minors, and McClain should start the season as a number three.
Yep.
But it's going to take a trade.
You're gonna sign Valdez. Book it. You're going to sign Valdez. I know you don't love
Valdez,
him.
You think the one.
I think you're going to sign Valdez, and I think you're going to make a trade, whether it's Joe Ryan or
Peralta.
Peralta from the Brewers, like things we've talked about. I'm almost positive you guys are going to sign Valdez.
Yeah, I agree they're getting to. I don't understand the lack of confidence from Linda, though. That to me seems like pessimism. I know the Mets did not win a year ago. David Stearns has a proven track record.
Yeah, but not here, yet.
We talked about this. He inherited a team that was put together, essentially.
Yeah.
It's hard to completely fix a team that was already put together that you inherited. Mm-hmm. He didn't get this from scratch and be able to paint the canvas with it. Not to mention in his first year, which was an evaluation season, they had success. So he had no choice but to basically run it back. Really, this should have happened a year ago because the anomaly or the aberration was the fact that the Mets went on to the NLCS. The reality was they weren't very good in the majority of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know how it started. Obviously, we know how it ended. But in reality, they barely made the postseason. Then they went on that run, which led them to have more of a leash to say, okay, let's run it back with this core and see what they can do.
Yeah.
They failed. Now he's taken a torch to it, as he should, and building it his way. But it's also not easy to do when you have some of these big contracts.
Well, think about this, and I'm gonna put a few of the New York teams on the board here and flip around and juxtapose a couple things. So I'm going to put the New York Giants, I'm going to put the Knicks, and I'm going to keep the Metsies on there. So, a couple of different situations. The Giants, talking about the Shane Dable regime, they didn't anticipate winning nine times their first year, winning a road playoff game. I think, now, I'm not saying they didn't want to win, but that was, I think, if you asked them and they were honest, I think that they were surprised by their success. And the surprise and the success, more directly, kind of pigeonholed them into doing some things they probably didn't want to do. Agree? Fair statement?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Giants, check. Now, so that was one of, and look where it is now.
Yeah.
It's gotten progressively worse and worse and worse. So that's not good. The Knicks, I'm talking about when Leon Rose first took over. The Knicks were not good. He hired a coach to make them competitive, and he just collected assets. That was one approach. And there was no marquee player, like top 10 player, and no contracts that were so burdensome. You could kind of do whatever you want.
It was a clean slate,
Clean slate.
Right.
Different way to do it. Check. That was what the Knicks went through. The Mets with Stearns, the first year was really good. So kind of like the Giants,
correct,
more so than the Knicks. So when you're trying to, I don't want to say that you're just beholden to the previous year because you won unexpectedly, but there's got to be an element to an extent of carryover. You don't just blow it up when you win 99 games.
Think about it this way. We've been watching this team longer than Stearns, meaning he was in Milwaukee. We've been dealing with this stuff for years before that. I wanted to change the core after 2022 and the way that it went down. Even I, who already made my decision on saying the core wasn't good enough after the way that 2022 ended, even I had to say, you know what? I got to give them the benefit of the doubt because of what they did in 2024. 2023 was a mess. So for me, it's like, come on. What are we doing? You collapsed in 2022. 2023 was a mess. Time to change it up. 2024 started horrendously. Come on, change it up. Then they go on that run. And then it's like, all right, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe I was wrong because they had some success in 2022 for the majority of that season until they blew the division.
101 wins, right?
Yeah.
Second most in Mets history, it was.
Until they blew that division.
Yep.
And then they had some success the end of 2024 through the postseason. So now you're thinking, all right, maybe if you add the right pieces, maybe they can get over the hump. But obviously now when you look at it in total, and Stearns has had two full seasons to evaluate it here, he knows it was nowhere near good enough, and now he's got to put his handprints on it, as he should. That's why he got hired by Steve Cohen.
Here's the irony. The success early complicated the job. Think about that.
Just like the Giants.
Yes.
He nailed it. It's the perfect example.
Yes, and I'll tell you what. I mean, if Daniel Jones doesn't roll into Minnesota, or they do, and he just plays poorly and they lose, I don't think that they come up with that contract. Much like if Pete doesn't hit the home run off Devin Williams, I don't think Pete's back that year.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Wood is in the Bronx. What's up, Wood?
Hey, yo, what up? This is Wood from the Bronx.
Yeah, we
Bronx
got that.
Bomber. Big up. Hey, yo, first 2-1 things. Why they didn't hire Mark Jackson for the Knicks? You're the weakest team on the planet for not hiring Mark Jackson for the Knicks. I don't understand that.
That's a good topic in 2015.
I love him. He's a man from New York.
We're not talking about Mark. I love Mark Jackson. Stop. Come on. We're way past that, Mark.
I'm saying he's the man from New York. He's the guy. Van Gundy on the sideline.
Yeah.
I dumped that. I don't know. We don't want to get into that stuff. No, we appreciate the kind words.
Yeah, of course we do. I mean, the Mark Jackson thing was,
I knew we were going in the wrong direction with that.
So I
should have been able to
think. You want to start breaking down Patrick Ewing's missed finger roll? I mean, it's a lot of, we could throw back time as much as, hey, we got time, so.
It's been a long week, really.
I love Mark Jackson, but that ship has sailed, man. Nobody else in the NBA has hired him either, and there's reasons for that, which I'm not going to get into now.
Yeah, and the only reason why I wanted to go to it is because it said on the screen, Mike Brown sucks. So I was like, oh, okay.
I did see that.
We got somebody maybe in agreement with me. Yeah. 888-808-1019. And you know what's going to be the big topic here. Next week is obviously going to be all the hot stove
the
stuff
meetings.
The winter meetings.
Yeah.
But the honest thing is going to continue to be front and center as it pertains to the Knicks. Forget about their results or their record or who's coaching the team. Until the Giannis thing gets resolved, it's going to be all about Giannis, as it should. I mean, he's that big of a star. We did the show on it yesterday, the majority of the show. That's going to be the main talking point as it pertains to the Knicks.
I would say, if you ask me, what is it, December 5th? I think it is December 5th. If you say, all right, for the next month or so, even the next 2 months, what's the biggest topics here? All right, when or if is Shane fired? Will the Jets draft the quarterback? Will the next Knicks get Giannis? And then obviously all the great hot stove that you and I have been throwing around for forever at this point.
Charlie's in Newburgh. What's up, Charlie?
Chuck.
You get the phone pot there, Rami? Charlie? No.
Charlie, you good? No.
Frank is calling from White Plains. What's up, Frank? We got an issue with the phones here? I guess so. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. So, yeah, I mean, Schwarber, Alonso, that's been the main topic here. Obviously, the Mets already made a big move with Devin Williams. We'll see what the Yankees do as I anticipate some action. You're saying the Yankees aren't going to have an active offseason here, but they got to do something. You're right. The Mets are in a worse spot than the Yankees were, meaning you got to rebuild an 83-win team who has a high payroll that couldn't even make the playoffs, whereas the Yankees win 94 games, lose the division on a tiebreaker. The steps that they have to climb the ladder are fewer than the Mets do, but they still need to climb some steps while the other teams are already climbing.
Yes, no, listen, it's less dire in the Bronx because right now the Yankees are better than the Mets. But now, I'm not saying they're not going to do anything, but let's do this very quickly here. Give me a yes or no. I want you to do it. You ready? You think Ben Rice is playing first base opening day? Ish. First, lefty-righty matchup aside. You think he's the first baseman?
Yes.
All right. You think Jazz is playing second base opening day?
I actually don't. Starting to hear some rumblings. We talked about this.
I've been saying for about 3 months now that there's no way they're going to extend him. And I said last week that they could trade him this offseason.
Yeah, I actually don't. I don't think he's going to be the second baseman, nor do I think he should be. I think that would be a good move from the
Yankees. Depending upon what they do. But the variable is he might not be back, right?
Okay.
I'm kind of with you. Do you think Caballero's playing shortstop opening day?
Probably.
Do you think just McMahon's playing third
holding
base?
Holding the seat for Volpe, for the Golden Boy. Volpe. Yeah.
Yep. Nah, the Golden Boy. Come on.
They love him.
I know they do. I'm still rooting for the kid so hard. I hope he figures things out. Real quick, the thing about Volpe, and this sucks, and I remember back in the day, like Michael Jordan, young basketball players, whether you're seven or you're a young NBA player, the laboratory to add a part to your game is the summer. So, like, when Michael came in the NBA, he was just jumping over people, and then he came back with that little fall away like Kobe. You know, you kind of add to your game. The problem for Volpe is that he's got a massive hole to clean up in his swing, and he can't go to work because his shoulder is still in a sling.
Right.
So, like, I don't know how you get a different player to start next year because he can't really put the work in. Not that he doesn't want to. If anything, I've heard he works too hard. Either way, Caballero shortstop opening day?
Yeah.
McMahon third base opening day?
I mean, it can't.
But it's going to be.
Why is it going to be? Well, it can.
So you say no?
I better not be.
I think it is. Wells behind the plate opening day?
Yeah.
Judge Ian Wright, of course. Grisham in center field opening day? Yes or no? Stanton DH in opening day? Yes or no?
Dude.
Well, so this is my
point.
But
it's just not good enough.
But when I tell you I don't think they're going to do that much, that's why.
So what do you think that they're going to do? Bring Bellinger back and that's it?
I think they're going to bring back Bellinger.
Trade Jazz?
I think there's a good chance they trade Jazz, and I believe they will get another pitcher. I do.
Woof. To me, that's not what I would be doing. You know who I'd like? Somebody came up yesterday on Baseball Night in New York. Brendan Donovan from the Cardinals.
Yeah. They've liked him for a while, actually.
He's the type of player that I want. Obviously, Kwan would be the dream for me. Put him in left field, Gold Glover, let him lead off in front of Judge. Can they get a leadoff hitter? Is that too much to ask?
I haven't had one since Derek and Nobby, so I don't know.
There's got to be some kind of improvement on this team, other than bringing Bellinger back and saying, well, Cole back healthy is going to be the improvement, or even trading Jazz and changing that a little bit. There's got to be an improvement.
Well, you're getting probably 20 more starts from Schlittler. That's going to help there. But no, you can't bank on, there could be sophomore regression. We've seen it many times in baseball with pitchers, sure.
Nick is calling from Franklin Square. What's up, Nick?
Yo, Nick.
Hey, how are you guys? Just want to say I love listening to you guys. I'm going to miss you guys on in the afternoons.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. Well, not the mornings?
One thing. Okay. The mornings. You know what I mean.
I got you. I'm
okay,
the special guy.
Big-time Mets fan. Okay, now, say we lose Pete. We go after Schwarber. Now, we have to add somebody else besides Schwarber. Sal, I know you're a big-time Mets fan. Who would you like to add besides Schwarber if we lose Pete? And also, what pitches would you like to go after? Because you like how you guys said McClain's going to be the number three. Who's your top two pitchers you want to go after?
Here's the problem with that, Nick, and thank you for the call. I wanted the Mets to trade for Tarek Skubal and sign Ranger Suarez, and I still want that to be the case. I just don't know how realistic that is at this point, meaning what's the availability of Skubal? We could talk about Skeens and Skubal all we want.
Yeah.
They have to be made available. And if they're made available, then the Mets make... See, the Mets can't make a move for Joe Ryan or Freddie Peralta and give up any asset that could potentially be used in a deal for Skubal.
Kind of like the Knicks with the Bridges, who now don't have the first-round picks for Giannis.
You Correct. They better, not that I'd want the Tigers to hold me up here, but you got to make sure that if he is available, you're in a spot to go trade for him, regardless of what it takes outside of Nolan McLean. So that would be my number one. But any way you slice it, I'll have my two guys. You'll have your two guys, BT. Our listeners, callers could have their two guys. They need two guys, like not just any arm, two top of, they need a number one and a number two. Who that is can vary. I gave you mine. I want Schuble and Suarez. I could be open to Peralta and Valdez. There's any kind of combination, but that's what they need to do. As far as replacing Alonso, I don't think you could do it outside of Kyle Schwarber, as far as the power goes.
Yeah. Now something else that you and I have thrown on the table, not even to necessarily revisit it now. It's on old shows. Yep. You guys can find it, Free Odyssey app, whatever, but what about Tatis? I mean, that's the other option that you and I were throwing around.
I actually thought about that when he was saying it, yes.
You know, so if it's a Schwarber, DH, and maybe a Tatis, you trade for him.
He doesn't replace the power, though.
No, but he gives you a dynamic speed and a rifle from the outfield. No, for sure. A little bit of a different element there. You know, it's crazy. Of all the things that I think, right, are, well, not that I think, that are on the table. What's Bellinger going to do? What's Pete going to do? What's Diaz going to do? Any other variable pertaining to both the Yankees and the Mets this offseason, the one thing that I am absolutely most sure about is the Mets will crush their new rotation. Their rotation will look so different, and it won't be fifth starters disguised as twos or fours disguised as ones. I think the Mets are going to crush the rotation, and I've said that for a while. I really believe that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Tigers continue to be engaged with other teams in discussing the Tarik Skubal trade options. Still unclear whether they'll actually move the left-hander for in a big trade. The asking prices are enormous, as you could imagine. He could be the biggest difference maker for a team. Obviously. Detroit would have to get significant value in return to do this. Tigers can end the conversation at any point by announcing they're keeping him. So based off of that, like we were just talking about before, who do I want? Based off of that and common sense, Detroit is not paying Skubal $400 million. They would absolutely be idiots to hold on to him and risk any kind of injury, subpar performance. Their highest return right now for school is right now for school. That's the best return they're going to do. His value will not be higher. The idea that it would be, and I've seen some reports that say that, at the deadline is asinine. You right now in the offseason have a chance where a team could have him for a full season, make a mega move in the offseason, and I'm thinking about the Mets. Think about what Skubal does to the Mets and invigorating the fan base and the fanfare.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. So you can't tell me that Skubal, who maybe the Mets would be his best suitor, would be more valuable to them at the trade deadline than he is right now. He wouldn't. They definitely have to give up less. So for me, that's where the Mets should be. Not Joe Ryan and Buxton, not Peralta. It should be Skubal. Hone in, zone in, focus, whatever you need to do. Bullseye on what do we need to do to get Skubal. Forget Alonso, forget Diaz. All about Skubal. That's where the Mets' focus should be.
I didn't see Seaver in his prime, but I can only imagine what Old Shea Stadium sounded like when Tom was on the mound. I was right there when Dwight Gooden was coming up with the K-corner, and it sounded like just about nothing I've ever heard before New York sports, and you had to be there to remember that sound. And if you were, you agree with me. Prime, you know, vintage, you know, however short it was, Matt Harvey, think that, and then think Skubal on the mound, 60 feet, 6 inches away, in the middle of a baseball diamond in Queens, with 40,000-plus people cheering on what they anticipate to be strikeout number 13. I mean, there's just not many guys like him.
Right.
So I agree with everything that you said. Counterpoint, though.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm the Tigers, is it worth a play? Hey, Tarek, 87 wins a year ago. Now, they didn't win the division. They lost by a game or two to the Guardians, as we know. But we all anticipate the Guardians stripping down further, mm-hmm. which means they should take a step back. Why wouldn't the Tigers make a couple of bold offseason moves to maybe, you know, like reinvigorate Skubal's desire to stay in Detroit when he becomes a free agent?
Because they can't pay him.
No,
I think they're not going to. I guess anybody can.
Okay.
They're not going to pay him $400. Dude, you saw the disparity in where the offer was.
They paid Miggy Cabrera those years ago.
I know, but the fact
they paid Juan Gonzalez, I can pay Tarek Skubal.
They were like a couple of $100 million apart or something like that Heyman reported.
It's early.
It was absurd. Here's the thing. I wouldn't argue and say there's no way that they would be better off just taking a run at it. Forget his contract beyond this year. They, in my mind, have two options because they're not giving him $400 million, which he's going to get on the open market. Or at least he might get more than that. They have two options. One, you trade him now and maximize the return on a player that you know you're not going to be able to sign beyond this year. Two, you bite the bullet and say, we know we're going to risk losing him for nothing, but we're taking a run at going to win a World Series. Now, do you think that that's the smart play if you're the Detroit Tigers?
No, I think it's the dumbest of the two, but that's why I kind of give you the other one where it's kind of a hybrid where if you add some funds to the roster and you really, for whatever their all-in is in Detroit, you kind of you try to move up to that and then maybe you try to incentivize. Maybe he loves it there.
But
if you get to the World Series, maybe he stays.
But BT, it's not that he wants to leave because he doesn't like being in Detroit.
You're going to say they can't pay him.
Well, no.
They won't pay him.
He wants more money.
Yep. And
so
I'm saying
like,
pay him.
Okay, it's a winning situation.
Pay the guy. Bleep you. Pay me like Ari used to say.
Different story. Different story. But if they're not going to pay him, this is not trying to lure Skubal to stay.
Yeah.
It's two options. Either have him here to go take your best shot at winning a World Series or trade him to build your club better without him because you're not going to – I mean, the third option would be sign him long-term, which it doesn't seem like they could do. I'm fine with that option if you're Detroit, sure. If I'm in Detroit, I'm saying, what are you doing? You got to sign this guy here. Come on, he's our ace. He's a stud. Lock him up long-term. You shouldn't be trying to trade him. But would you run the risk of keeping him for 1 year, hoping that it ends up in a World Series berth, knowing that you could lose him for nothing? That wouldn't make any sense to me. BT and Sal on the Fan 888.
Real fast, think about this, Sal. So I know the Baez thing was a disaster, and he's got a little more time on that contract. How the hell do you justify paying Javi Baez $25 million? But maybe even more so, they brought in Jack Flaherty a year ago. They gave him almost $30 million.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is not the Pirates here.
This is not the
Marlins. I think they'd have to swallow hard to make the numbers work. But I actually think there's a way, if they want to, and if they don't want to, then they may as well pack up shop. They're idiots. I think that they could actually pay him.
I'm just going off of the reports. I don't know Detroit's finances.
I got him in front of me.
I don't really care. The report.
Glaber's making $15 million.
Yeah, but I'm saying the report. This is an actual report from John Heyman this is a couple weeks ago, whatever it was, or even dated back to, I think, last year. They were, it wasn't like, well, they're 100 million apart or 50 million apart. It was a significant, I forget the exact
amount. Was it 200?
I thought so. It was, whatever it was a it was like, wow, that's not even close. Like, their offer was maybe 150 million. He's going to get 400 if he hits the open market. If he hits the open market, do you think Detroit would be willing to outbid Steve Cohen and the Mets?
No, nor would he outbid the Yankees and the Dodgers and three or four of them. No, they would get destroyed. They, no chance.
You're not keeping them.
I agree.
But
that's why you try to do that preemptively now by building a real team around. They're good, but I mean even better. And, you know, maybe, unless in a $150 is not going to cut it, but if you can get to, you know, north of $300 million. I mean, Detroit's not maybe market number 97. It's almost the top 10 market.
They'd have a shot. They haven't even gotten close to 300. Like, they, I don't think.
Well, then that's on them. That's a them problem. I don't know how you don't. That's just disgusting.
Point. So, which leads us to he might be and is being shopped and might be available. Yeah, the price is going to be enormous. Okay, as it should be. Still, go get him. And if they don't like it, then you just wait until he hits free agency and then you get him next year. Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Steve is calling from Long Island. What's up, Steve?
Hey, boys. Go back to NBA for a minute if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Before I talk about Giannis to the Knicks, a couple of weeks ago, you were talking about going to the AC/DC concert.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I was listening to that.
I'll be there, MetLife.
I thought you were struggling for 80 bands, and I'm yelling at the top of my lungs in my car, Van Halen.
I love Van Halen. Yeah, of course. A little Hop the Teacher.
At the time you were struggling, you were thinking like Zeppelin and other bands.
Listen, Stevie, we'll leave. I had a lot on my mind, buddy. I know my 80s bands. Don't worry, dude. But thank you. Thank you.
Enjoy AC/DC. Anyway,
7 months from now.
I would love to see Giannis to the Knicks, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the Bucks want Cat. They have Miles Turner.
They don't want Cat.
It's going to need to be Brunson and like OG, and I don't think the Knicks do that.
Yeah, and the other thing, Steve, I think you're probably right. I'm with you on the instincts. Why would the Bucks want Cat? I mean, you know, same age, inferior player, obviously a very good player, but he's not Giannis. And they did sign Miles Turner, so I think then again, and they're both a little softish. It's not like Miles Turner is a throwback post player. He likes to float those jump shots up as well. So a little redundancy there. I think the problem here, because they don't want Cat, is that if they do want Bridges can't be dealt until what, February? What is that, February 5th? Is that
February
it?
1st.
February 1st, okay.
Oh, so he can't be dealt.
He cannot, even if they want to. They can agree on the terms. It can't happen until February 1.
I knew that, but yesterday we screwed that up because in my mind I'm thinking he has to be traded before February. For some reason I have my wires crossed with that one. But
you could trade OG, yeah. I guess, tomorrow, even though he's hurt. You could trade whomever else you want. Yeah, if the Bucks were adamant about Bridges, you have to wait till February.
Okay, enough basketball. So per Feinstein.
Oh, here we go.
Nothing definitive here. Per Feinstein, make sure, yeah.
Enough basketball.
I've had it. The Mets and Orioles are among the favorites. That's a quote. Among the favorites for Framber Valdez.
There you go.
Baltimore's GM was in Houston's front office during Valdez's four seasons. I'm just reading this here. This is a post I'm seeing on SNY Mets feed here on social media. But the Mets and Orioles, according to Mark Feinstein of MLB.com, are among the favorites for Framber Valdez. Here's the thing. I'm fine with Valdez. How much is he going to get?
I'm going to say 7 years, 210. That's what I'm going to call.
Oh.
I mean, you got to give up something to get the guy.
I know, but I don't know if I'd rather pay somebody less than... I'd rather have Suarez at a better value than Valdez. Is he an ace? He had a 3.66 ERA last year. He's not an ace?
He's not an ace. I think he's a really, really good two.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so then where are you getting the ace? Are you going to be able to pay Valdez $210 million and then get Skubal on top of that?
No. I don't think you
would
do that.
Well, then why would you sign Valdez and take yourself out of the running for Skubal? That's stupid.
I'm going to tell you. Well, but this is where it becomes very interesting because Valdez very well might have multiple offers soon. And if the Tigers are sitting there twiddling their thumbs, the Mets have to decide, all right, I mean, are they going to trade him or not? And if they wait for them to trade him so that then they can pounce, which I would understand because Skubal's 10 times better than Valdez, but then Skubal's not traded, but yet Valdez signs with Baltimore, well, then you're right back where you were a year ago. Now you got to make trades. It's just with other people and maybe overpay other free agents. I'm almost guaranteeing that Valdez is going to be in Queens.
There's more in here from Feinstein about the pitchers. We'll take a break, come back, and go over that good article here from Mark Feinstein at MLB.com.
Okay.
We'll break it down, go over some of the options here as it pertains to the free agent arms.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I've long known, because I'm one of them as well, we got a bunch of Gavones at the station. If there's food out there, if there's drinks out there, if there's sweatshirts out there, if there's t-shirts out there, we've got like this community area.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, every man or woman for himself. We understand the rules here. So anyway, maybe we're cleaning things out. And Sal in the office took a bunch of baseball cards.
Yeah, I have been cleaning my stuff out of the office for a while. They're doing renovations here or whatever.
Yeah, there's all that stuff going on. So a lot of stuff going on.
And then we had a bunch of extra baseball card packs back there.
Now, you didn't just put out loose packs. You took out, like, you actually seen the store in the big cardboard
presentation.
Yeah,
I made it look like a store. Three packs.
Like a store. Well said. There you go.
Three packs of cards open. Yeah, two things of Fleer, 90, 91, and then it was an 88 score.
Oh, score.
With your Bo Mattingly. Did you see, so you did see
that? Well, here's where I'm going. Yeah. So I'm walking, I don't know what time it was, maybe half hour before the show, maybe a little bit, about 9:30. And I'm walking to get my cup of coffee that I'll sip during the show. And I'm like, oh, baseball. And I knew it was from you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, let me just stuff, you know, five or six packs in my pocket in case Santa forgets. Right. I'll stick them in Colt's Christmas stocking.
That was what I wanted.
If Santa doesn't do his job. Then I just went out to go to the bathroom. Not only is every pack gone, the boxes are gone.
There's no trace of any cards. I walk out there, I'm like,
who the hell took them?
What happened to the cards? There were three boxes of cards, like you said. Even if every person that worked here took five packs, there'd be more than enough because there's nobody here. Like, everybody could add five, maybe even 10 packs each.
Absolutely.
I go out there within an hour and a half, all the boxes are gone.
It was a boomer. It wasn't Gio. He didn't even really love talking baseball. He's going to take baseball cards.
No, nobody wants it. I thought somebody threw them out, honestly.
What?
That's what I thought. I looked in the garbage.
So let's narrow it down. Wasn't Boomer, wasn't Gio.
Hoff?
I don't think it was Hoff. Maybe a couple, but Hoffy?
Did you get any for Ant? You take any?
No. If it was food, I would have definitely
For the record, you bring it like for Colt or whatever. But,
well, just in case Santa forgets to stick it in the stocking.
But would he even... What's the appeal with like an 88 or 90? How do you go through the process with him pulling cards that he has no idea who these players are?
Well, first of all, you know, he knows Mattingly, he knows Griffey, he knows some of the names.
Right,
and then if there's like a man, like a star, like say, I'm trying, say from 88, Oral Hershiser, that's the name that pops in, right?
I love Oral.
who doesn't, dude? Yeah. I'll say,
he was a stud. I mean, we had him on Fanatics.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
I would say, hey, Colt, hey, you know, this pitcher broke Don Drysdale's consecutive scoreless, you know, inning streak. I think it was 55 right. or 58,
cool
whatever it was.
Team, yeah.
So I'll kind of just take something historically. Now, does he remember it? I don't know. Some of it he does. Like, yeah. Or Jesse Barfield before he came here. Hey, this guy had a rocket from right
that's
field.
Cool.
Well, like, that's, so that's what
yeah.
I'll do with those
yeah,
old
I
ones.
Yeah, I get it. I was just checking, yeah. like, young kids.
We're not looking
like,
to make money on them.
Yeah. Well, they're not worth.
Exactly.
They're not worth anything. So
that's why
you
left them.
Where are they?
I don't know.
And that's why I left them, right.
Well, I don't blame you. Not going to leave out, you know, $7,000 worth, especially now, of merchandise out there.
But think
nor should you.
But think about this. If we wanted to do one more, like, pull your card segment.
Yeah.
The cards are gone.
I got a bunch in my pocket.
Okay, good,
I'm good.
So you did
I think I took six or so.
Okay. All right,
maybe
so we
got
some fun with that. We got to find out with BT and Sal on the fan. Let me get back to this report.
Yeah, what do you got there?
That we're talking about MLB.com. Let me just pull it up. So this is Mark Feinstein talking about the top five starting pitchers available on the free agent market.
Top five.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Dylan C, 7 years,
gone.
210. Okay, so let's go over the names. Ranger Suarez. This is according to Mark Feinstein, MLB.com.
Mm-hmm.
A number of clubs have been attached to Suarez in recent weeks. Sources tabbing the Astros, Cubs, and Orioles as the most serious threats to sign him away from the Phillies.
Now, real quick.
Mets and Tigers also in the mix.
Okay, sorry. I thought you were moving on to the next guy. I didn't mean to jump on you there with the other team. So, this is interesting. Like, if you are the Astros and Valdez is currently your property, why would you let him leave the building and then pay big money for Suarez? If you valued Valdez that much, why not just keep Valdez?
I'm assuming Valdez is going to command more money. That's why.
No, I know, but how much more?
Yeah,
I don't think that much more, I don't think.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. All right, next one here.
Yep.
And by the way, I like Suarez. So
He's always been your guy.
Yeah, anyway, Mets around, whatever. Tatsuya Amai. This is the guy I really want.
Of course, yeah.
In addition to others, I just want him as like a third option. The Yanks, Mets, Red Sox, Phillies, Cubs are believed to be the most interested clubs. Orioles could become a factor if Baltimore decides to go big fish hunting. Okay, so we'll have to see how that plays out. Framber Valdez is where he said the Mets and Orioles among the favorites, as both of those decision makers at the clubs have history with Valdez. Okay, and then Michael King is the last one. Sources tab the Yanks, Cubs, Mets, and Tigers the most interested clubs. Though the Orioles, Angels, Padres, Marlins also in the mix for King. You would think King is going to command far fewer dollars, and that's why maybe more clubs are involved in him. Mets seem to be in on everybody, as they should be. Yankees in on a couple here. Would you take Michael King back?
Yes.
From a Yankee perspective?
Yes. Yeah, I would. I know you don't like him that much.
I like him. All right, let me pull up.
You want more?
Here. Yeah, no, he's all right. Put it this way. I'd rather get Amai as my third option, as opposed to pay for Michael King, who I think is very good. Just, I want to go big here.
Yeah, but Amai could be a stiff. There's no guarantee.
Agreed.
At least you know what you get with King. When he's healthy, he's really good.
I don't know if he's a stud.
Dude, it's like 11 strikeouts per nine. He's
terrific.
Give me the
category then you'd put King in. Because I put Valdez and Suarez in a different category than him.
I'll put it this way. I'm going to put him in the same category. Not that he's going to get the same years or the same money. He's absolutely not.
But you think performance-wise?
If they are all three of those men are healthy, and I've got a game to win, and I go Valdez and Suarez and Michael King, I have as much faith myself that Michael King is going to put up, you know, innings and pitch count, who knows. But a representative start, meaning a high amount of strikeouts, low-ish amount of walks, and give his team a chance to win. It's not like I would say, oh, Valdez is so much better. Oh, Suarez is so much better. When Michael King is on, he deals as much as anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you're going based off of the potential. Remember, obviously, he was in the bullpen with the Yankees. You get converted.
Not just potential.
There.
It starts with San Diego.
But that's 1 year. And then this past year, he threw 73 innings. So,
but what was his Ks per nine? 11, 12?
Yeah, the numbers are good.
That's why I'm just saying when he's healthy.
The ERA is good. Ks per nine.
11, 12? It's got to be up there. It's high.
9.3 this year.
Okay.
The last 3 years, it's been in descending order. 10.4, 10.9, 11.6.
Okay, so almost 11.
Gotcha. There's potential there. And maybe that's why the price is going to be better, because you're buying the potential, which is why I say I take him in the same category as Amai, because it's about the potential. Whereas Valdez, Suarez, they're more known commodities. Certainly Peralta or Skubal, of course, they're more known commodity top-end guys, right? King could be a top-end guy.
Yep.
He also could sit as a three.
Yep, but you also wouldn't be saddled with 7 years, $210
yes.
million, dollars,
okay.
which would be appealing because you got the Soto contract. Lindor, real quick on this as well, and I know you have something. I think you have something else, do you? Just I was going to say
no, this. No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
All right.
Unless you want me to start reading my
Goodbye.
Personal, yeah. Unless you're reading my personal text on the air, which we can get to at some point. Too.
Hey, we might be. This keeps dragging out now. Yeah. So actually, we probably shouldn't. We're getting troubled. All right. So, Jesus. I remember last year, and it seemed a little geeky, but honestly, it really mattered to me. I remember when Max Fried was in the crosshairs and then eventually signed with the Yankees. One of the things that I said, hey. As a lefty whose ball moves in and like toward the ankles of right-handed hitters, that's going to be a lot of ground balls at third base. That's why I talked up the Yankees defense where they needed a third baseman for Max Fried. Not to mention some of the other lefties, right? So, and they did that with Ryan McMahon bringing him in. Now, Valdez is a ground ball pitcher to the point where, again, I'm not trying to be a nerd, 97 percentile in terms of ground ball rate. He just, I mean, opposing hitters hammer balls into the dirt. Now, I say that. Because if he's going to be a Met, and I believe he will be, Lindor took a big step back defensively, though I think he probably rebounds. Pete, I know he could scoop. I don't love him on the ground balls and all that, at first base. Third base, I do think Beatty's good, but if Vientos is playing third base, that's a train wreck. And second base is going to be awesome with Simeon. So would it concern you, and I know you like Suarez more than Valdez.
Yeah.
I get yes. But if it is Valdez, who's an upgrade over what you currently have, all the ground balls with the current Mets infield defense, because all you're going to see is ground balls with this guy.
Yeah,
that's
well,
it.
Well, Lindor, Simeon, I like, as you mentioned. I mean, we'll see what they do.
But again, Lindor took a step back last year. Big one.
Well, we'll see what they do. We'll see what they do with third base and first base. I'm sure of that at the moment. So, no, but I would not have that concern. One thing that you brought up that makes me think it to another layer, another level of this, you mentioned Max Fried. 8 years, $218 million.
Yep.
If the Mets are going to be in on all these guys, which they are, it actually bothers me that they weren't in at all on Fried last year. Because think of the value. I trust Max Fried more than I do Valdez or Suarez. He's better.
Yes,
Max Fried's
no
been
question.
Better than those guys.
No question.
So you're going to have to pay a similar price, maybe not 8 years.
No, not eight. Not
okay,
eight.
Okay, but
not
still,
eight.
You're going to be in the same. For the Yankees, what's the difference? $200 million that we're going to spend anyway. And they're like, oh, screw it. We want them. We need them. Let's get the extra year. It's going to be the same ballpark. What did Cease get? 7 years, two?
7 year, 210, I think it was.
Yeah.
Definitely seven and over two.
So, okay. So, would you rather...
why not just do Fried last year?
Yeah.
Well, because Stearns was sticking to a plan that really worked for him up until last year. Now he's got to deviate from it. And he knows
that. I know, but that cost them.
It did.
My whole logic last year was like, all right, you got Soto. You don't need the top end starter. I like going with the budget type, you know, rotation. And now they're going to go away from that. So, if I'm going to invest in somebody, I want it to be somebody that's better than Fried that I'm giving more money than Fried to. You know what I mean? Not
I do.
It has nothing to do with the Yankees. It has to do with the contract.
Yeah.
So if I get Skubal, I know I've got the best pitcher possible, and let me pay him. I'm not going to overpay for a number two or a number three or a guy who might be an ace on some days and might not be.
I think that that's smart. You can't change last year. You can only attack this year. You know, and there was a stretch, and we all remember this, where Max Fried was really scuffling for about 5 weeks. But I just popped up his numbers. Man, you look at, like, when you just see the numbers staring back at you, a war of almost five, number one. But, you know, all right, 19 wins. I get it. Team
He's
stat, antiquated. 2.86 ERA. I mean, 200 innings, almost 200 whiffs. What a great first year with the
Yankees.
He's a stud.
He's a true ace.
Yeah.
He is a true ace. Is Valdez a true ace?
No, he's not.
Is King a true ace?
No.
Is Suarez a true ace?
No, he's not.
And you're going to pay. Is Dylan Cease a true ace?
No, but he does give you the 200 whiffs and the 200 innings 5 years in a row. But no, probably not a true ace.
And look at what you're paying.
Yeah, I know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.